America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
He's had songs written about him without asking for it.
Past one. I want it. Now it's time for Pasquantino.
Mythological creatures and sandwiches have been named after him.
Mmm, beefy and Italian.
And he also thought the Devontae Adams trade was going to save the Jets.
The damn Jets.
Welcome back to the show, our then FL insider, Vinny Pasquantino.
Well, good morning, Vinny Pasquantino, our NFL insider. How we feeling, man? Are you stateside yet? Are you still overseas?
I am stateside. I got back on Sunday evening. Now I'm just enjoying the next few weeks of peace before start traveling again for wedding season.
Yeah, so this was, my understanding was a bachelor party, right, over the weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm allowed to say it was Bobby's bachelor party.
Yeah.
I think there were enough players posting about it that we put two and two together.
Yeah, it was his bachelor party. It was a lot of fun.
Was Michael Wacha there? We were happy to see him back with the Royals.
Michael Wacha was in Kansas City finishing up a deal that I think everybody should be pretty happy about. So, yeah, he was not there, but he was in Kansas City signing pen to paper there, confirming that he'll stay with the Kansas City Royals for at least the next 3 years, hopefully the next 4 years.
Now, I don't know, did you get the, going back to Bobby for a second, I don't know if you were part of, I guess you were, at the bachelor party. We thought it was super cool, the Topps, I guess, baseball cards that were actually asking, or groomsmen gifts, or at least asking to be part of the bachelor party. Did you get one of those?
I did. It was a pretty cool thing that's on my mantle right now. I thought it was a really cool way for a guy who's super into cards like he is. I thought it was a really, special way to ask guys to be a part of his big day. So I do have one.
Vinny, I'm assuming that Bobby kind of lands in the same thing, but we're watching the Chiefs game last night. Andy Reid says that Mahomes has the loosest ankles in the NFL. Do you find that some players just have an additional flexibility to avoid injury in that kind of case? Because for about 60 seconds, I was worried Mahomes was down for the year.
Yeah, so full transparency, I did not see it. I was at a hockey game, so I did not see the injury. I saw the end of the game, but so I saw them like talking about it. But yeah, I think there's just some guys that, I don't know, it feels like have a knack to not have things go wrong. Like, I don't even know how to describe it. I don't know what the science would be there, but maybe it's just simple toughness. Like, I don't know how to describe it. There's just a will there for him to just to be okay. And I'm sure he's in pain. You know, it didn't look like there was the one play where he fell down after, I think it was after he handed the ball off. I'm sure there's some stuff going on, but he's, he definitely seems to be a guy that when things go wrong, he doesn't let it affect anything to the point where you can't tell if anything is seriously wrong or not. So you got to give it to him for that.
I think everybody, including Baker Mayfield, knew what was going to happen once that game went to overtime, though. We're kind of stunned that the Bucs didn't take their shot there, Vinny, and try to go for two.
Yeah, I think I'm in agreement with the announcers. There was a few things that were confusing there. I don't understand the timeout.
No, that was a bad one.
It just feels like 30 seconds or whatever. Like, kudos to the Buccaneers for scoring there and making that, go to overtime. But I don't think anybody saw 27 seconds left on the clock with three timeouts for the Chiefs thinking, like, I was surprised they didn't score at the end of the fourth, to be honest. And then, you see them get the ball to start overtime. It's like, okay, well, it just feels like the game's over. That's just what they do. you can't let them have an opportunity to finish the game on their own on their own accord. And if you give them that opportunity, they're going to take it. And that's why they are who they are, because they do the little things right. If they make mistakes, they can cover up for it later. And they simply just don't make as many mistakes as other teams. They've got better players, and they're just really freaking good.
I think Baker's the perfect example of organizations matter. Like, I'm impressed. They lost their top two wide receivers. He's still out there battling with Patrick Mahomes on the road in a game. I felt like I gave him a ton of credit. I feel like he's kind of underrated still among some of the great NFL quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean, I think the word, not to use a word twice, but I think the word is just tough. He's just a good player. The thing about him, right, is he's going to look like he did last night. I think there's some inconsistencies with sometimes he looks fantastic, sometimes he doesn't look fantastic, and that's probably why he's been with a few different teams. It's not anything against him. It's just kind of the truth. Sometimes he throws interceptions that he probably shouldn't, and sometimes, like the last drive last night, he looks like the number one overall pick, where he's just slinging the ball around to Sterling Shepard, and he just looks fantastic. So he kept him in that game last night. I think, you know, that's a tough one for the Bucs to swallow. You've got the Chiefs right there. I think you could say that about like five teams that have played the Chiefs this year, and the Chiefs are just better, and they know how to finish games.
Yeah, that what you just said there is exactly, I think, what most of Kansas City is feeling like here, and maybe most of the NFL, which is that you watch them and there's plenty of moments where you're like, oh, this team is very beatable. And yet, I think, as Scott Van Pelt said, he's like, they're unbeatable, even if they look beatable at times. But and here we are, and they're sitting at 8-0.
Yeah, they do the little things better than everybody else. They block better. They run the football and they stop the run. And even though we're in a new era of football where throwing is king, even though I think it's coming back, like, you can stop the run and you can run it, you're gonna have a shot, because you can take time off the clock and you can, you know, keep time in your favor when you can stop the other team from running. So they do the little things really well, like I keep saying, and it's they're just a tough team to beat. Obviously,
we've had a show debate about whether or not which teams to take seriously in the rest of the AFC. So I'd like your opinion. Our producer obviously is a Cincinnati Bengals fan. I think they're fraudulent. Do you still think they're dangerous?
They do little things poorly. Too many penalties, too many big defensive plays. So, yeah, I don't see them. I see it probably as a three-team race in the AFC between the Chiefs, Bills, and Ravens. I think really anybody outside of that doesn't really have a shot, in my personal opinion.
Now, are you going to hear over the next couple weeks, maybe at least from a playoff spot perspective, talk yourself back into your Jets? You got to feel at least better about the situation after that big win last week.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have the strongest schedule in the back half of the season. So I think from that end, it gives you some hope that they can go on a little bit of a run, but they need to tighten some things up. And they haven't done that all year, so there's no precedent that they're going to. So if they were to make a run, it would surprise me a little bit, but I could see it happening. But they need to be better in pretty much all facets of the game. And they'll show glimpses of it like they did in the second half against the Texans. And if they continue to play like that, it'll be great. But they've given me no reason to believe that they'll continue to play like that. Doesn't mean they won't, but I have no evidence that they will. So I'm hopeful that they will. Really hopeful that they will. But we'll see what happens.
Maybe, Vinny, for your sake, maybe the Lions can be like, I don't think at any point in my entire life, I was born in 1984, could you openly say the Lions are one of, if not the best team in the entire NFL right now? They had a long run of bad. Maybe that could be the next thing for the Jets, right? The Lions are the example of how you can come out of the darkness.
Yeah, well, that's they've got a coach that clearly leads that team that everybody buys into. I mean, I'm a big believer in, even if your plan is bad, but everybody believes in it, you've got a shot. In no way am I saying the Lions' plan is bad. I'm just saying that's how I believe in it. And the Lions have so much conviction in what they're doing that they're just a tough team to beat, too, because they believe in everything they're doing. Like, we're going to come hit you in the face, and we'll see how you react to it. Like, we're going to play offense all game long, see how that feels. And they've been able to just beat teams up this year, and it's been really impressive to watch. And, yeah, I'd love it if my team was like that.
You get there one day. I have faith in you.
Thank you.
Like, just remind me again, what age did you become a Jets fan?
I don't remember. It's been my whole life.
Okay. That's a lifelong.
It's the whole Vinny Testaverde thing.
Yeah. I know that there's like a picture of when I was like 5 or 6 years old wearing a Curtis Martin full outfit, like full uniform for, I don't even think it was Halloween. I'm pretty sure for Christmas, I just wore an entire Curtis Martin uniform.
No, I respect it. I just think that, like, when you look at the organizations that change it, a lot of times it starts with quarterback. I'm assuming that that's why the Jets tried with Aaron Rodgers. It's just harder to draft one. I guess that's what
I disagree. I think a lot of it starts from even higher than that.
Okay.
You have to put people in the right situation, and that's your job as, like, front office, right? You create the culture and the situation for guys to come thrive. And if you're lucky enough, you'll bring in a player that can change it on his own. But for the most part, that starts from the top down. And you can see that with some – Sam Darnold is thriving in Minnesota.
Right.
Nobody would have said that, right? That comes from a culture standpoint of Kevin O'Connell does a great job with him, and they set it up in a really good way. And, you know, situation does matter quite a bit in sports. Now, sometimes, like I said, there's players that can transcend situation. But for the most part, it's all situation-based.
Can the same be said for your fantasy football team? Is the right man in charge? How are we looking?
That's 100% correct. You guys got to want to come to work and want to work for you. So that's why I always try to draft tough-minded individuals on my fantasy team to just make sure that we're in every single game. We might not win every single game, but we're gonna make it tough on our opponents.
Who's having the worst season? If you can just throw out somebody's name, that's part of that fantasy football league.
Garrett Hampson. His team sucks. His team sucks. He's like 1-7 right now. His team is just called Fire Sale, which is a crazy thing to have in a 1-year redraft league. So, yeah.
Who's he selling it for?
What are people trading him real cash? What's going on here?
I think he's just tired of his team and he wants new players. But nobody wants his players. He's 1-7.
Does he at least have the injury excuse? Like, did he draft McCaffrey and Pacheco and he just got screwed?
I'm in so many leagues that I have no idea.
Fair enough.
I feel bad for Garrett.
Yeah.
Seems like a nice guy. You know, I feel bad for his terrible fantasy.
Great guy, and playoff absolute champion for us this year.
No doubt. Hey, Vinny, appreciate it, man. Enjoy the rest of the week.
Yep, see you guys.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.